Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury's here. John's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's done it all, folks. He's an entrepreneur. He is an investor. He is a consultant to people just like you and me, helping us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's here to talk to us about something very important. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, John, before you got here, I was telling the audience about your thoughts on a game plan, having a game plan. That game plan could be for a lot of different things, couldn't it? It could be, how am I going to finish the year strong? How am I going to get to profitability? How am I going to redirect my employees? Maybe put a new strategy in for sales, for our sales force. It could be a lot of things, couldn't it?
It could, and I've done a lot of strategy work over the years, and you and I have talked about how important it is for a business, for you to know where you're going as a business from a big picture perspective. But it seems that at the same time, it's important that business owners don't get too far out in front of themselves. Business plans often call for a 2 to 3 year, give me the track and the milestones for where you're going to be 3 years from now.
Right.
But that can't be managed on a day-to-day basis in terms of priorities. So what we often work with business owners on is what needs to happen, what are the three things that have to happen and happen well over the next 3 to 6 months? So it may be three big achievements that you know you need to accomplish in 6 months. And it might have to do with personnel. You're missing a key team member. And I was just with a business owner who has a big picture plan to retire within 10 years, and they want to double the size of their business in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next thing they need to do is find at least two high-level consultants that they call consultants. They're financial consultants, and they
right.
work with their clients, who are essentially senior-level salespeople and client delivery specialists. They need to bring in two really talented people to add
rainmakers
to a team of four. Exactly, because no one else on the team is a rainmaker other than the owner. So you say, okay, well, we'll find two special people to bring onto the team. Tell you, that's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that if you haven't done it, it sounds fairly simple or straightforward. But to find two excellent team members may require, it requires months and months and months of identifying the right people, funneling those down
mm-hmm.
into those that are the best fit. And so probably 50% of his time.
Mm-hmm.
At some stretches over the next 6 months, is going to be spent on this topic.
Well, first, you have to imagine where you're going to be 10 years from now. Then you have to look at what it's going to take to get there and get it down to a more granular level, right? And then bring that back to what are the next steps in order to make one of those things happen. And what you were just describing is hard enough, but what if, there are some people out there who are saying, I've got this person who should be doing what you just said,
mm-hmm.
this rainmaker, but he's not doing it. I got to get rid of that person. So, the only thing harder than bringing two people on is getting rid of one that's been with you for a while to bring on two more people. There's some of that going on. That's part of the process. That's part of this game plan you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, it is. If the objective is to upgrade the talent level of your team, and ultimately it's to upgrade expand your account base, because these new rainmakers would ideally bring clients with them, right?
Right.
And on his team, it's okay that there are a few who aren't rainmakers because they are excellent specialists in what they do, and so they're great at delivery. But you can't have a team full of those and expect to grow your business
right.
every time.
So how's he going about this?
Well, we're approaching it almost as a sales process because, you know, and we talked about potentially outsourcing it to an executive recruiter or a
right.
headhunter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is a very specialized industry, and they.
But in terms of the process that he's going through, rather than the specifics, what are some of the fundamentals that he's looking at to accomplish this?
Well, and if you think about a sales funnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm applying the sales language to recruiting a candidate.
Right.
And it's very important. It's a great question because. The tendency of a lot of entrepreneurs is to see an opportunity and go after it.
Mm-hmm.
So this person, this business owner might bump into a person that they've known for years at church or, you know, on a golf course, and guess what? The light bulb goes on and they say, this person could work for
Which
me.
Is the way most small business owners hire people.
Exactly. And there's a halo effect. I'm in love with this
right.
candidate, and
big mistake.
It is because you want to be systematic about it. You want to start mm-hmm. with defining what you need in that role. So that's critical in terms of your strategy because they're different styles in any business. They're different philosophies about how to go about that business. So what's the right fit for us culturally and in terms of what our business needs? And then go out and have your team and yourself generate as many contacts, as many possible candidates as possible.
Right.
So you may have, we were talking the other day, I think you may have 100 names that you begin with. You end up talking to about 40, 50 of them. You end up bringing in 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you get down to a handful.
Just like the sales funnel. And folks,
it's exactly like the
regardless of whether you're hiring new people, you're moving to a new location, you're trying to change out ad agencies, or whatever it may be, this is the kind of process that you go through in order to wind up at a good result. But now, you know, and a lot of people might say, of course that's what I'm going to do. I know you know how to do that, folks. The question is not whether you know how to use the funnel process. The question is, do you have the patience and the discipline to do a professional, sophisticated job of it? That's where you're going to be tested, my friends, not the funnel thing. You can do that. Be patient. Be professional. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.